Okay, we'll go back to the streets in a moment, but here is Barbara Jennings and Councillor Damien O'Farrell.
Hello, Damien, and welcome to the programme. Hello, Damien.
Hello, Barbara. Can you hear me? Can
I am indeed. We are talking to independent Councillor Damien O'Farrell. How's it going, Damien?
Not too bad, Barbara. Thanks for having me on this morning.
No problem. I want you to tell us briefly why there is a problem with this flood wall down in the promenade in Clondalkin.
Well, I think the main reason is though this lack of consultation.
Right.
Permission was given by Ambroad Pinola back in 2008. But I think the residents in the area certainly feel that it's gone under the radar. Like the day the application went in to Ambroad Pinola, the day before that, they actually just issued the public consultation notice in the newspapers. So when they issued the notice in the newspapers, the next day, the application had already gone into Ambroad Pinola. There was a Clontarf Promenade steering group set up, and I think a reasonable person would think that this included local residents or local public representatives, but that wasn't the case at all. They were all Dublin City officials.
And who would they be now? Would they be high-up people?
The officials on they would have been, senior officials,
Senior officials, like the chairman and all that.
That's right, but there wouldn't have been any from anybody from Clontarf anyway.
Nobody from Clontarf.
No. And there was some public displays as well, and the public displays, one of them, there was in two places mainly. One of them was in Merino Library, which, as you know, was outside of Clontarf, and the other one was down in the Interpretive Centre down on the Dollymount Island, So
down on the beach.
Yeah, that's pretty out of the way. So that's the big...
Well, that's not always open either, is it?
No, it's not, no.
That's not very good.
No. So that would be one issue, the public consultation. And the second issue, that it was just a feat of over-engineering has been proposed, like 8 to 9 feet high. And when you walk from where the old traffic school used to be on the Alfie Byrne Road, when you walk from there to the wooden bridge, you wouldn't be able to see the sea at all.
And what, do you know what I was curious about? Because I was down at the protest as well.
Yeah.
What do they propose to make it of? Is it of perspex that you could look through and see things? Or?
No, not at all. No, that's
what sort of materials were they planning to use?
The perspex you're talking about, that subject came up when they were talking about the one in Waterford.
Yeah.
But in this one, the materials would be made of, it's a mound, a grass mound, a clay mound with it be landscaped grass on top. And inside that mound would be a water pipe.
What you'd be talking about on the M1, like.
Yeah, yeah.
That sort of big earth mound.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, one of the subjects which struck me as a woman in particular is the antisocial behaviour that could be carried on behind it.
That's right. If you were standing on the Clontarf Road or driving, you wouldn't be able to see what's on the other side of the mound, which is the broad walk, just the walk just up along the side of the sea. You wouldn't be able to see what's going on there. And at different stretches there, you might be 300 metres before you could actually leave that broad walk.
Terrible.
So there could be just a bit of drug dealing going on there at the moment, I believe.
Is there?
And I believe so, yeah, in the little pavilion sheds.
Right.
And I think it could only get worse, really, on the antisocial. And just people would be afraid. I think especially the last 2 or 3 years, the promenade has really opened up. There's more people using it than ever.
Well, there is, because also there's been all these fantastic art events down the promenade and sculptures there, working, living sculptures are there, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
For the kids to play on. I mean, I'm from Clontarf, and it'd be regular every couple of days I'd do the big long walk down the wooden bridge or the promenade.
Yeah.
And that's as a woman on my own, and I feel perfectly safe.
Yeah, and I think that'll change. That's a big fear, that'll be gone. You won't be able to do that, especially at dusk, around that time.
Okay, well, somebody said to me, oh no, it's not going to be 6 or 8 feet, it's going to be 1.5 feet. What would you say to them?
No, I don't think that's sort of misinformation. Originally, I think what was agreed, I wasn't a councillor at the time now back in 2008, but I think originally they agreed 1.5 metres would be the maximum.
Yeah.
But that's gone up now to 2.75.
2.75, right. So might as well say 3, really.
Yeah, well, that's nearly 9 feet.
It is,
And the car parks there, Barbara, there's 2 or 3 car parks along. There'll be a brick wall around them so that they wouldn't even have landscape mounds,
So your car can be ripped off easier.
Well, a brick wall would be around them, and the brick wall would be 6 feet, so you wouldn't be able to see the sea at all again.
It doesn't seem logical, Damien.
No, it's not logical. It's like somebody had no... They wanted to stop water, but they had no idea that this was a public amenity. It was a sort of a... a beautiful feature of the area, of Dublin, not just Clontarf as well. It's like they didn't have any perspective on that.
Loads of people come to this area, particularly in the spring and summer, from outside the area and in the winter to do the walk.
That's right, yeah.
And I mean, to walk down the wooden bridge and all of that. I mean, I'm from Dollymount originally.
Right.
You know, so it's very close to my heart, this. And, but it just seems astronomical. Can I ask you something? Did the, you know, the recent floods?
Yeah.
Did they come over and flood the area at all?
The recent floods, actually, it's an interesting point. Like, they were all caused by the drains not working properly, not being fit for purpose. Like, there was no, all the properties, some of the properties, and all the businesses at the bottom of Hollybrook Road, Marlow Cleaners, the likes of those, they were all flooded out. And not a drop of that was from seawater. There's very few waves now would get over to the other side.
But so what? Oh, from rainwater then?
It's all from the drains, yeah.
And I mean, what is the solution to this now? I heard that there was also a proposal, I think it might have been yourself speaking, of these mobile units being put in a few days. You know, we get wind that there's going to be a storm coming, so we put the mobile wall in. Can we have a mobile wall in an emergency?
You know, you didn't hear that from me, Barbara.
Okay.
I don't know about that, but...
Well, this is a suggestion that was made.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, you'd take bodies to go out and actually do it. And I think, as you see in the last few days, that the emergency services and the civil defence are stretched.
They're stretched, so this wouldn't be practical wherever I heard that from.
No, but I think they could if they had... Like, we're getting a lot of, you know, suggestions in from engineers and architects. And
yeah.
There's a lot of ways that they could do this. And one of the things, at the moment, there's a water pipe going in the middle of this mound.
I know.
And once the water pipe is there, it has to be a barrier method to keep the water back, you know. But if they put the pipe somewhere else or came up with another idea for the water pipe, then the more solutions then would open up for the flood defences.
Why don't they bury the pipe?
Well, they say that the land there on the promenade, the earth is contaminated.
So?
So it would cost a lot of money to get rid of the earth when they dug it up, you know. But I don't think money, shouldn't be significant.
Shall we make a collection in Clontarf for them?
Well, that's it. I think
people would put their money where their mouths is for this one.
I think they would this time.
This time,
if it needs to go legal and legal challenges and all, I think there will be money there. You know, this is going to be resisted. It's not going to. I don't think it's going to happen.
I can't see it happening. Although they're very sly.
Yes.
Maybe I shouldn't say that, but they seem to be.
Under the radar, I'd say, you know.
You know, they've been going around this thing without informing people in Clontarf. I mean, this doesn't just affect Clontarf. It's Raheny and Howth and Colestor and Artane and Merino and lots of areas, isn't it?
Yeah, there was a lot of people there now. There was 5,500 people at the public meeting Sunday before last, and I'd imagine maybe 1,200 to 1,500 of those people were outside Clontarf. You know, pretty Colestor, Middle Third, Howth. You know,
people from Raheny there.
Yeah, I'm from more at the Howth Sutton area is where I'm originally. And when we drive into town, you'd have a choice of taking the Howth Road or the Coast Road, the more scenic route. And you take it,
to see the
sea. There's a lot of benefits, and that would be gone now, you know, if they had their way.
But it is always the way in the area. We'll take the coast road, it'll be nicer.
Yeah.
You know, and it's beautiful to drive along and look at the sea, and an awful lot of people go that way for that reason. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do, Damien? What's on the agenda?
The compromise now that they've put forward, that they're going to take about, it's 500 metres, 500 millimetres, a half a metre off the mounds, and 300 millimetres off the walls. They knock a couple of feet off the walls and the mounds, you know. But again, I wouldn't be sort of in favour of taking anything. Well, it's good to negotiate, and obviously a compromise will have to be done.
Yeah.
I believe that the mandate that was given with all those people turning up at the meeting and signing the petition and all was to revisit this, to go back to the start and do it properly. With proper consultation.
There has to be a solution. And there has to be a compromise.
An envelope, you know, over a few weeks. Like, this has to be proper time limit, you know.
And if it's over money, why not wait the year or two and get the money?
Yeah, well, they say that what they're saying, the Dublin City Council is saying there's money there at the moment, and if they don't draw down the money, it'll be gone in the future. But I don't accept that. I think that we've TDs from the government parties in our area, and the government even accept the minister, Taoiseach even accepts the natural beauty of the area, that I think the money should be ring fenced for this project when it's ready to go ahead, if that be this year or next year. Or
look, it'd be worth waiting, even if it took 1 year to get the funding properly to do this.
Absolutely, and I think that's what people are saying.
You know, and I think if you went door to door to collection, you'll get funds as well.
Yeah, no, and I have gone door to door asking the people that are the worst affected with the flooding, and they want it done properly. They don't want what is being proposed.
Right, none of us, Damien. Look, will you keep us in touch about all of this?
Barbara.
And we'll talk about this again in a couple of months or whenever is suitable to you.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, thanks. That was Damien O'Farrell, independent councillor, talking about the flood wall that is proposed down in Clontarf in the promenade. To me, I think it's a disgrace.
Okay, thank you very much,
thanks,
Barbara,
Ronnie,
for that. And thank you, Damien, as well.
No talk.
Okay.
Thanks, Ronnie. Bye-bye.
Bye.